They kept on preaching during the pandemic. During the recent COVID-19 pandemic, our brothers and sisters have adjusted their methods of sharing the Bible's comforting message with others. Instead of engaging in public witnessing or going to people's homes, they have shared their message largely by telephone and letters. The footnote reads, Jehovah's Witnesses carry out their ministry in compliance with applicable data protection laws. End of footnote. Many people have appreciated these efforts, and Jehovah's blessing has been evident. Consider some experiences from an island country. Before the pandemic, Helen had regularly visited a young woman and offered to study the Bible with her. The woman always refused the offer. Nevertheless, the day before a COVID-19 lockdown began, Helen gave her a Bible and the book, What Can the Bible Teach Us? During the lockdown, Helen again offered to study the Bible with the young lady, explaining that the study would have to be conducted over the telephone. This time, the young lady accepted the offer. She thoroughly enjoyed the discussions and soon asked Helen to study with her every day. The woman also began regularly attending Christian meetings by phone. What is more, she is not only applying Bible teachings in her life, but also sharing with others the things she is learning. As part of their personal ministry, witnesses in one congregation wrote letters to policemen in the community to express appreciation for their valuable service. The policemen were surprised at the letters. One officer said to Jefferson, a congregation elder, "I thought that Jehovah's Witnesses were against the police." Jefferson cleared up this misunderstanding. The police were so delighted with the positive tone of the letters that they posted them at the entrance to the police station. "This might help others to have a positive attitude toward us," said another officer. Edna and Edna Lynn are both regular pioneers. The footnote reads, "Pioneers are full-time Christian ministers." End of footnote. Because they have no internet connection in their home, they could not tie in to congregation meetings via video conferencing. So they telephoned their non-witness neighbor to ask if they could access her Wi-Fi and offer to contribute toward the cost of the service. The woman kindly allowed them to connect free of charge. When Edna and Edna Lynn invited her to view the meetings, she did so. Now, the neighbor, one of her children, and two granddaughters are studying the Bible with the witnesses and regularly attending Christian meetings. Local brothers and sisters invited their neighbors, co-workers, and others to a public talk that would be delivered virtually. Elaine, who works at a hospital in the area, was at first hesitant to invite her co-workers. She thought that some doctors may have had negative views of the witnesses. Nevertheless, she texted friendly invitations to doctors at the hospital. Elaine especially hesitated to invite two doctors in particular, a married couple. After thinking about the matter and praying about it, however, she texted them an invitation. The wife replied, "So you want me to join your religion?" Elaine said that the meeting was open to everyone, not only Jehovah's Witnesses. The next day, Elaine was surprised when the couple connected to the meeting early. She says, "Before the meeting ended, I received a text message from the wife that said, 'This was my first time to attend a meeting of Jehovah's Witnesses. It was good. I am delighted. Thanks for inviting me.'" Elaine invited 20 doctors to the meeting and was excited to learn that 16 attended. Quoting the Apostle Paul, she says, "I am glad that I mustered up boldness to share the good news of God with my co-workers." 1 Thessalonians 2:2. The pandemic has been difficult for everyone, but our brothers and sisters in this island country and elsewhere have been able to maintain their joy and keep a positive attitude by doing what they can to comfort and help others.